Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. University of Alaska Regents will get an update at a meeting tomorrow on UA's COVID-19 on-site operations plan. An announcement says the board will also review and may consider some aspects of a plan to explore the merger of the University of Alaska Southeast and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Regents are scheduled to meet from 1 to 3 Wednesday afternoon. A high-speed chase in Fairbanks overnight resulted in an arrest for DUI and other charges. According to Alaska State Troopers, officers began pursuing a vehicle driven by 40-year-old Sheila Vent of Fairbanks on University Avenue for an equipment violation before 1 this morning. Troopers say Vent refused to stop and drove at over 100 miles per hour on Farmers Loop Road, and that tire deflation devices were deployed, causing Vent's vehicle to stop on the Steese Highway. Troopers say Vent was driving under the influence of alcohol and with a revoked license. She was taken to Fairbanks Correctional Center, where drugs were located on her. Vent is charged with failure to stop, reckless driving, DUI, drug, and other offenses. The deadline for a federal program allowing tribes to apply for broadband spectrum access has been extended by a month. KOTZ reports that since February, the Federal Communications Commission has been accepting applications from tribes across the country to gain access to the 2.5 gigahertz broadband spectrum. Under the rural tribal window, tribes would be able to access parts of the broadband spectrum that fall on their lands. With those licenses, tribes could have the potential to start their own broadband internet networks for their communities. The original deadline for tribes to apply for the license was yesterday. In a statement, FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai says the extension strikes a balance between giving tribes ample time to apply in light of the pandemic while also not delaying access for tribes who've already applied. I'm Dan Bross.